Harper Audio presents Bed Rest by Sarah Bilston. Read by Elizabeth Sastre. Copyright 2006 by Sarah Bilston. Production copyright 2006 by HarperCollins Publishers. I haven't written a diary since I was 12. Wait, that's not true. I kept one for about 6 months when I started dating Mike Novak. I still have the notebook somewhere. A scruffy green ring binder, half filled with teenaged angst about Mike and his terrible kissing and his lamentable desire for a student nurse named Susie. Writing a diary seems like an admission you have nothing better to do. It's the life story of a person who doesn't have a life, and frankly, I'm not sure that anybody's existence is worth recording for posterity. Unless you're a world leader, or a theatrical great or something. Maybe not even then. I read my grandmother's diary once. It was all about the weather, and her trips to the Women's Institute, and the progress of her runner beans. I'd rather leave no record of my existence than that. I'd rather my life was a big, blank page, so my future granddaughter can imagine me as a toothsome lovely, whose youth was one long succession of olive-skinned, silk-shirted men. On the other hand, when you really don't have anything better to do, writing a diary is as good a way of passing the time as any other. It makes the hours and minutes seem less of a vacuum, I thought. I felt. I existed. I suppose I'll just have to hide this book from any future granddaughters. This afternoon, I left my office early, just before 3. I work at... Wait, why am I telling myself this? I know where I work. Time for the first admission. I'm an anxious obsessive. I hate gaps and omissions.